Well, there's a couple of new fiction pieces on offer today for Trinity Continuum Ether. One coming through the Kickstarter with the opening fiction for the book, which is a bunch of different pieces related to Maxwell Mercer, his family, his parents, other people coming to visit him, all laid out in various notes and snippets and whatnot. And so that's there for the manuscript preview if you want to go and grab a copy of that today. But there's also a new fifth part to Matthew Dawkins' story of the Martian invasion that he's been doing over the Onyx Path blog, and this one today has Japanese Jedi samurai, which are using ether to empower their Bushido blades to go after these tripods and whatnot. Very, very cool. If you like that, make sure to go over there and read that. But welcome back now to Trinity Continuum Airwaves. My name is Corey Reynolds. I am your host. This is a podcast all about the Trinity Continuum, and we are deep in ether country right now, going through the ether Kickstarter. And this week, back on Tuesday, was released a portion of the book that had to deal with the Squires, Gogs, and Magogs, essentially sort of like a three different tiers of play for an ether game. Now, of course, you can mix and match them however your group feels is appropriate, but these three different tiers of play allow you to tell different kinds of stories. And I've had a chance to read through it now, look at all that stuff. I'm very excited by some of what we see here. Now, in true Trinity fashion, there are a lot of things that are introduced in this chapter that won't be actually defined and explained until much later in the book. And so, especially when we get to a manuscript preview like this, we are left wondering what in the world are some of these things going to turn out to be in the end. So we are going to have to wait until we get a more full explanation of that when we get to the gifts chapter. It looks like that's coming on August 5th, so next week. So that should be pretty cool. But right now, it looks like Squires are shaping up to be very much like talents. Then we move on to Gogs. And Gogs are ones that they use ether through some sort of device, something that they're calling an apparatus. And they seem to be using the word apparatus for both a singular and plural device that allows you to tap into these ether gifts. And so I don't know what the plural should be. Maybe it is apparatus. Seems like it should be at least apparatuses or apparati. But anyway, it looks like right now they're using apparatus as the plural. But these devices, these apparatus, I just can't do it. I can't call apparatus as a plural noun. It doesn't work with my brain. But anyway, these things allow you to tap into a gift type power that is based on some sort of skill. And as you put more and more dots into the apparatus edge, it allows you to have more of these things, each one of them that can maybe affect up to like three skills at a time, or you can break them down into smaller devices that work more like a tool belt. And it had me thinking Batman almost immediately. And so those are going to be pretty cool. They've definitely, you know, you've got snake oil salesman in there. You've got Jekyll and Hyde in this category. You've got these Japanese samurai Bushido blade guys, these samurai guys in there that are using ether with their swords and whatnot. And so there's a lot of range to the Gog portion of the game. But moving into Magog, we find some... I have to say, I was honestly sort of surprised. Now, I knew that these were going to be a little more monstrous, that they were going to be manipulating ether through their bodies without the need of a device. And I knew that some of the examples of these were the vampires and werewolves and whatnot that we saw in some of the fiction that they had been saying all along, that these were like these Magogs who were able to use the ether with their bodies. But I don't think I was quite prepared for how much the Magog tier of play is bringing other sections of the world of darkness into the Trinity Continuum. I mean, through these Magogs, we are adding the ability to play or fight against vampires, werewolves, Prometheans, I guess you could say, with the Frankenstein's monster kind of thing, which very much goes along with Victorian fiction and with other stuff that we've seen all around the Aether book already. And one of the edges that they've mentioned also allows a character to be more sensitive to spiritual things like ghosts and whatnot. And so we've really brought a lot of supernatural things into the Trinity Continuum with this Aether book. I feel like with the Trinity Core, with Aberrant, with Eon, we certainly see a whole lot of high-tech, science-y kind of stuff, and really ghosts and spirits and magic and all that has really been kind of, you know, not on the table, really, so to speak. Those things have kind of been off limits for with all the stories that we've seen so far. I mean, yes, in Aberrant, you have all of these superhero things, and they're using magic, what looks like magical powers, but of course, it's all explained away in a science-y sort of way as being, well, they have this innate ability to manipulate the quantum realities and whatnot. And then when you get into Eon, it's all about the subquantum field and using your mind. And so everything just has always felt very science fiction-y or very action, high-tech, political thriller kind of a thing. But with Aether, even though a lot of the Victorian literature does have a sort of a pre-industrial science fiction kind of a flair to it, there is also quite a bit of supernatural that is thrown in there. And so with the advent of this Aether book, we have now the ability to tell a lot more stories with supernatural things and characters that are sensitive to supernatural things. And we have a, maybe you'd call it a science-y sort of an explanation for how those things can exist with this mystical Aether juice or whatever. But still, it does represent a fairly marked change in the entire game. And now that these things are available in this one era, you can absolutely bring some of those things forward to more modern stories. You can have modern stories of hunting down supernatural creatures, being sensitive to ghosts and things like that. Really kind of the realm of the old... It's so weird to say old New World of Darkness, but that's really what I use that kind of clunky way of talking about the New World of Darkness prior to the second edition when it became the Chronicles of Darkness. But I guess we'll just say New World of Darkness. But it, you know, brings you back to that New World of Darkness core book with mortals who are able to, you know, go toe to toe with some of these supernatural beings, and then the Hunter game, which allows you to go toe-to-toe with some of these supernatural beings. And really, with the ability to play Magogs, you bring in the supernatural beings themselves as potential player characters. And so this really throws the door open pretty wide for the Trinity Continuum. And I'm very excited to see kind of how some of this gets developed further in the future. If there are more Aether supplements that allow for and encourage bringing some of these rules into the modern day, just as we've seen pitches for books and whatnot to bring some of the Eon powers backwards in time to the modern day, I'm sure we'll probably see some stuff that wants to bring sanguinivores, vampires, lycanthropes, werewolves into the modern day as well. And so really, Trinity is kind of being set up to be that one-stop shop for a lot of what's covered by Onyx Path books. So just very interesting from a meta standpoint, you know, not terribly sure where this is finally going to end with Aegis. How much more will we bring into the fold with that expansion to the game? So, and further ones going forward, I don't know, but it's an exciting time to be a Trinity player. This is some good stuff we've got here. Can't wait to see what's coming next week with the Rules of Aether, so to speak, dropped on August 2nd. And then the Etheric Gifts on August 5th, we're going to be getting finally into the nitty-gritty of what you can do with Aether. So looking forward to that. And if you have a comment about anything we've talked about here, maybe you've got some ideas for where all of this is going to go or what potentially Onyx Path could be doing with this in the future, give us a call. The number is 678-369-3214. It's just an internet answer machine. It'll take your message. It'll send it to me. I'll put it on the show. So call in. We'd love to interact with you. Love to get everybody a part of this conversation. You can also email the show at trinitycontinuumairwaves@gmail.com. Send us a text email or send us a recording of your voice. We'll put you on the air. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. But as always, I can't wait to see you in the next one.